What's up, nerds? The Immortal Nerd here, and welcome back to Let's Talk Anime Season 2, where we talk about anything and everything that is anime. And I also want to say welcome to all my listeners out there on SoundCloud. Yes, you heard me right. Those of you on YouTube, I am now on SoundCloud. It is something new that I am doing. I do want to branch out on different platforms, especially with Let's Talk Anime, because that is something that I've always wanted, you know, LTA to be a type of podcast, especially open discussion type broadcast. Anyway, but as in my, you know, intro phrase, where we, emphasis on we, talk about anything and everything that is anime, and then pretty much all of my episodes for LTA, it's just me. But I pretend, you know, I'm around everybody, and I'm, you know, I'm being like different personalities. How about that? But I wanted to make LTA, you know, an open discussion type. But again, for right now, it is just me. But eventually, and hopefully, I'll be able to get on some, you know, some guests, maybe from, you know, my viewers, or, you know, some of my friends of mine from over at McBlam Entertainment. We will have to see. So hopefully, my first go around at this for a podcast will be okay. And I hope you guys will stick around to hear me get better, because you can't see me. But those of you who have been watching on YouTube, see me, you know, get better at what I'm doing. So we're going to go ahead and get into what this video is supposed to be about. And more so, or more or less, it is about All Might. He is going to be the focus of my overview of Season 3 of Boku no Hero Academia, a.k.a. My Hero Academia. If you was listening in the intro, I was talking about, you know, a hero that stands above all evil. And, you know, no matter what type of situation that they're in, they always come out on top. But one day they can no longer be that, you know, that pillar, that symbol of peace. I was referring to All Might. That's essentially what happens in the second half of the third season. All Might can no longer become, well, All Might can no longer be All Might. He can no longer be the symbol of peace that he made himself out to be. Originally, because if you have been watching up until season 3, he talks about, you know, his quirk, his power. It was given to him because he was also quirkless, just like Midoriya. So, yeah, those powers, let me get it right. One for all was given to him from his predecessor, and he now gave them to Midoriya. And once he did that, he was left with, as they said in the show, embers of the powers. So if he kept using it, it was going to go out eventually. And that's what happened when he faced off against his nemesis, All For One. So he pretty much had to. I mean, he was there face to face with him. He had a chance to right his wrong, because they talk about their, you know, their past battle that they had. All Might almost killed him, but he ended up getting away. So now when he faced off against him during the second half of the show, he was going to do it right this time. He was actually going to, you know, beat him and then, you know, lock him away in prison. I don't know. That couldn't have been me. I probably would have done the same thing the first time. I wouldn't learn my lesson. Because this guy, he's very, you know, malicious. He is very, he can hurt you with his words. Like, he knows how to, you know, pick people apart, you know, especially with his words. And, yeah, I wouldn't have been a hero that day. I'll tell you that. But, you know, in that fight between All For One and One For All, All Might, he lost his power. And from that day on, I mean, the world was pretty much about to go into chaos. The scales was being tipped in the favor of the villains, because once they hear and saw that, you know, All Might can no longer do what they were all afraid of, you know, that power struggle is going to shift in their favor. And that's exactly what was happening towards the end of the third season. We start to see this. Not a whole lot was going on with it, but it was, the show was trying to make it, you know, I guess you can say, progress gradually, not something that happens, you know, automatically or in an instant. Because I do feel like we're going to see the meat of it in the fourth season of My Hero Academia. Another reason why I made this video here, because the fourth season will be launching in October 12th. So very, very soon. While I'm recording this, it is the 10th, and it's coming out 2 days from now. So yeah, another reason why I want to give the overview of this show, especially around All Might, you know, what happens to society as a whole when, you know, All Might can no longer be that, you know, symbol of peace. And my thoughts about it, when I first saw him, you know, show his true identity to the world, I was just like Midoriya, you know, with his facial expression. He was like, oh crap, this is something that we, you know, was trying to prevent to happen. We didn't want the world to see All Might in his true form or his weakened form, because if that happens, then, you know, people would no longer have faith in him anymore. They would, you know, it would collapse. The society that was built upon All Might would collapse, and it would have been horrific. And I was scared with Midoriya. But what was shocking was the people, the society, well, I'm not going to say society, but the people that was watching him battling to his death, pretty much, they was like, at first they were shocked to see, you know, pretty much nothing but skeletons, you know, and bones. Well, skeleton is bones, but anyway, to pretty much see just bones, they was like, is that All Might? Like what happened to his muscles? Like, as you can see behind me, that's how like All Might looks like his, you know, prime, all, you know, muscular, beefed up, buff. But he was all, you know, just, he was skinny, pretty much. He was skinny, skinnier than me. So that's saying something. And they was like they couldn't believe that was All Might. They was like, no, All Might is, you know, this, you know, swole dude. Like, who is this guy? But then once they start, you know, pretty much realizing what the situation was, they was like, look, we do not care. If this is All Might, then that means this is All Might, no matter what he looked like. All Might saved the day always. So we cheering for you, we rooting for you, All Might. Get the job done. Do this, because we're scared right now. We need you. And Midoriya, he was feeling this, because he was surprised, just like I was surprised at the reaction of the people, because he thought it was going to be one way, but it turned out to be another way for the better. And you know, he felt the emotion all around him, and he just couldn't help but to cheer on as well. And I did the same thing internally, not externally. But yeah, it was an amazing sight to see. I was like, I like that. I really do like that. And it was, for that time being, everything was still okay for that time being. After that battle, they was trying to like recuperate. You saw the Hero Association. That's what I'm going to call them, the Hero Association. They appointed a new number one hero, and obviously it was going to be whoever number two was, and that is Endeavor. He has the quirk of Hellfire, and the reaction from people was kind of split. It was kind of 50-50. There were some people who, you know, didn't mind. There were some people who were like, it's not like they don't like him, it's just he's completely different from All Might. kind of like you know, Goku and Vegeta, if they were heroes. Goku is kind of, you know, I don't know if he's charismatic, but he has that energy about him that he can draw in anybody. Like, he can make friends with anybody. That's kind of like what All Might was. It's like when Goku showed up, you was like, yeah, we about to win. There's no worries no more. We got this. No need to worry. You know, even though, you know, the planet's about to explode, it's all good. Goku gonna win. There's no problem. That's like how All Might is when he shows up to the scene. When he shows up on scene, it was like, yeah, we Gucci. We ain't got to worry about nothing. All Might's gonna win no matter what. No building's gonna be destroyed or anything like that. Or if it is, who cares? It's All Might. He got it. Versus Endeavor, it's like they don't think that he'll lose, but it's like when he does his job, he doesn't really consider the people as much. He's not a people's champ, I guess you can say. And like, some people don't like that about him. Like, he needs to be more, you know, he needs to cater more towards, you know, his fans, because there's a lot of people, you know, that look up to these heroes, obviously. And if you put out a certain image, they're not gonna want to, you know, be around you, or I hate to say it, be saved by you. That's probably something that may go in more in the fourth season of My Hero Academia. So, yeah. So it, like I said, there was bits and pieces going on after the, I guess you could say, fall of All Might in the third season of My Hero Academia, but not too much. More so, I'm hoping to see more of it in the fourth season, where we really get to see how, you know, the scales are going to be tipped. Because I'm assuming the villains are going to put a big plan into play, a very big plan. And it's going to be exciting to see what it is, because I do have to say, the villains in this show have been on point. They really have. Like, even in parts where they, you know, lost, they still kind of won in a way. So I'm like, I do like that about these villains here. I have to say that. So yeah, that's kind of like what, you know, this season was, you know, wrapped up around for me anyway. I do like the fact not at the end, I want to say two episodes before the end, we get to see Midoriya and Bakugo. They finally hash out their feelings towards each other, because if you remember in the first episode, not first episode, but in the first season, those two, I want to say they're like, what's the word I want to look for? I can't think of the word. But it's not like their relationship was, now I can't think of that word. It wasn't hectic, I guess you could say. I don't know. I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of. I'll probably think of it later. But it wasn't as, it wasn't a lot of turmoil there. Like, you could see it, but it was like, it was still boiling up, I guess you could say. Bakugo, he would say something mean to Midoriya, and Midoriya just, you know, pushed it aside, because, you know, he really couldn't do anything. He didn't have a quirk. He was still quirkless. So he was, you know, he was weak pretty much against Bakugo, and Bakugo would pretty much call him that. Like, he's weak, he's quirkless, he's useless. Deku is what he called him. That's the nickname that he gave him when they were kids, because one of the meanings for it is useless, or, you know, weak or whatever. And so it was a nickname from Bakugo to tease Midoriya. That's why I only use, you know, Midoriya's, you know, his former name, and not really Deku. But later on in the second season, though, he accepted his name, because it also had another meaning. I forget what it was, but pretty much opposite of useless. So he accepted it. So I guess I can accept it too. And it's easier to pronunciate. But yeah, back to what I was saying, the relationship between Deku and Bakugo, it was building up first season. Second season, it was building up a whole lot more. And this third season, it was boiling in the pot. It was boiling in the pot, and the water was overflowing the top. And you could see it. It was about to bust, and it needed to. It needed to. Especially with Bakugo, because he was getting on my nerves, especially in the first season. I'm like, I do not like this dude. Like, why is he acting the way he is? He just needs to get, you know, popped in the mouth one good time just to shut up. You think he big and bad? And he does prove it, though. I do have to admit that, even though I hate to, I do have to admit it, because he is a good fighter. Not necessarily a good hero, but he is a good fighter. And they are polar opposites of that, Deku and Bakugo. Deku, he has the elements of being a good hero, but he's not a good fighter yet. Bakugo, he has the elements of a good fighter, but he's not a good hero yet. I'm going to say yet for both of them, you know, benefit of the doubt. But, yeah. And at the end of this episode, Bakugo calls out Deku. He's like, yo, meet me outside at so-and-so. It's about your powers. And Deku's like, oh, crap, he probably figured it out. Let's see what he want to talk about. So they go outside, and Bakugo, he start talking and stuff, you know, about, you know, All Might losing his powers and all of that, and he starts saying that, you know, it was his fault and all of this, and he was keeping all of those feelings inside, and, you know, if he was just stronger, if he wasn't weak, you know, that probably wouldn't have happened. And why did All Might give his power to Deku, somebody who was weak, and all this other stuff? And it was crazy. And Bakugo was like, yeah, we gotta fight, son. We gotta fight. Cause I can't deal with this anymore. I don't know what else to do. We gotta fight, man. We gotta fight. And Deku, he was like, Kachan, chill out, man. Just chill. I mean, you know, it's all right. Just stay cool. And Bakugo was like, nah, bro, shut up. Put your hands up. Catch these ones. Let's go. And they had to do it. They had to do it. Still, Deku, he was still, like, he still didn't want to fight him, even though Bakugo was, you know, beating him up for a minute. But then Deku was like, all right, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of your crap, man. Let's do this. And they both start going in. And it was a crazy fight. I was like, yes, let's go. I'm like, Deku, you better beat his ass. sorry about the N word there. But I mean, when I really get into it, my true self comes out. But I was like, yes, I'm like, Deku, beat his ass. I hate this dude so much. Beat him up. Finally beat him up. Shut his mouth. But Bakugo, he wins that little bout. Now I'm like, ah, man, dang it. But I was like, yeah, it makes sense, because again, Bakugo, he had his quirk for like, what, 5 years? He had a 5-year head start versus Deku, where he got his powers right before he was graduating middle school to go on to high school. So, yeah, it was foolish of me to think that Deku was going to win, but I mean, hey, I can dream, can't I? I can dream. And that was the end of that episode. They got, you know, punished for that. But during that time as well, so yeah, they got put on punishment, pretty much like house arrest. Deku 3 days, Bakugo 4 days, since he started the fight. And out of the 3 days, Midoriya, he was put back in class. And on that day, they ended up meeting the Big Three. And now the Big Three are the top three students in the UA High School for Heroes. Or I think it's that. Or the top three heroes in Japan for students. So that's saying something. And who they are is right here from left to right. Nejide Hado, Miryu Togata, and Tamaki Amajiki. The only one hero that we know the quirk for is the middle character, Miryu Togata. And that is because he got like so excited to hear about what happened between Deku and Bakugo. It was talked about around the school, the fight that they had, and it, you know, it got him, you know, riled up. So while those three was trying to explain like what it's like to actually work with a hero, like being sidekicks and all that stuff, he was like, it's better if I show you. So it was him versus the whole class, the whole 1A class. He beats them all. During that time, like, he was trying to explain, you know, at the same time, you know, what it is that they do. And, you know, at the end, after they got their butts handed to him, they was like, man, your quirk is like pretty much, you know, invincible. It is 100%, you know, unbeatable. And he was telling them like, no, not really. My quirk, it's a sucky quirk. It is a sucky quirk. But I made it, you know, I made it something to suit me, to suit, you know, a fighting style that I can be good at. And he was talking about how, you know, at first he was trying to, you know, work with it, because his quirk is pretty much a permutation. So he can pretty much slip through any objects, pretty much, even his clothes. And it shows it in the show when he was fighting them. And it's like, I guess whenever he activates it, his whole body, like especially his whole body, if he activate it with his whole body, he will slip through. Pretty much, he would keep falling towards the earth. And whenever he cuts it off, you would think he would stay wherever he's at, but no, how it is explained, he's pretty much being layered on top of, you know, elements, different elements. And you can't be layered on top of, you know, atoms can't be layered like that. So he get forcibly pushed up or out of whatever he slipped into. So that was something pretty neat. And he talks a little bit more about, you know, just how complicated it is just to, you know, walk through a wall. It's a lot of thinking into it. You gotta watch it. I don't want to explain it. It'll probably be more confusing if I try to explain. You gotta go watch it. But he made a quirk that sucked for him, or he made a quirk that's not really what do you want to call it, useful or effective, but he made it effective, if you get what I'm saying. And that's all because of he had to practice. And that's what really drove home for Deku, because he's pretty much, I want to say he's exactly the same thing, because he's got an awesome power. He's got one for all. It's just a matter of knowing how to use it. So it's practice. He has to practice, especially since he got it so late in the game. Right, everybody else quirk, they had it for so long, it's just like breathing to them now. So yeah, he's got a whole lot of catching up to do, but I believe he will be able to do it. So that's about it. That's all, you know, I really wanted to talk about for my review of season 3, My Hero Academia. It was a very good show. The opening themes, especially the first one is good. The second one is like chill. My daughter, she likes the opening theme song for the second season, and that is the second opening theme. She loves that one. She loves it. I mean, I can't even talk right now. I'm almost tearing up. But if you guys remember in the opening thing from the second season, the second thing where right before it ends, All Might, he flexes. My daughter, she imitates that, and when I first saw it, a tear almost came out of my eye. It was amazing. I was so proud at that moment. I was like, yes, this is my daughter. And I have a video. I might put it up. I don't know. We'll see. I'll put it up on my Instagram. If you do not follow me on Instagram, at SUGGSH1, at SUGGSH1. I'll put it up there and you guys can see it there. But yeah, I was very proud as a father then. But yeah, again, I said that's all I really wanted to talk about. And I hope you guys that are listening, I hope I did not, you know, ramble on too much or stutter or take long pauses. I hope my voice was very pleasing for you to hear. And yeah, again, as I said, I'm hoping to get, you know, more people up here with me so it can actually be an open discussion, because I know you guys that are listening, you know, will probably get tired of just hearing me and my side of things. Especially for me, I want it to be more than just me, you know, talking. So that way you guys have different variations of voices going in, so you'll always, you know, stay tuned. You won't be bored listening to me, because sometimes I can be monotone, and sometimes and I don't really know it until, you know, it's too late. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Wait, and if you did not watch my last video, The Rise of Naruto Uzumaki, I put in the description below, one, I was giving you guys a heads up of me being on SoundCloud, which is this episode or video here. And the second thing is, also stay tuned for more things. Well, that other thing is, now I am, I have a way for you guys to support me if you guys wanted to but couldn't. And I may have other type of, you know, of venues, or not necessarily venues, but different methods for you guys to support me, if you still wish or wish to do so. One of those things that I found was called Quids, Quid, quids.com, and that's pretty much, you know, kind of like a tipping service, if you will. I will have that in the link below on the bottom of my YouTube video and in the description of this SoundCloud podcast. You guys can click up there and donate to me for only a dollar. And what's so great about Quids is this is not a sponsor. It's just something I believe. And what I think is great about Quids is that it's not something that, you know, you can withdraw, you know, right then. It's almost kind of set up like a savings plan or like a, you know, a bond or whatever. You will only be able to take out funds if it reaches like $100. So with Quids, how you guys will be supporting me is by, you know, I would be using those funds to buy better equipment. I'm buying the latest software like After Effects and, you know, Adobe, whatever, because again, I'm not sure I explained it in my Naruto video, is that what I want YouTube to be more is for, you know, my skits and short films. That's what I want YouTube to be for. And SoundCloud is where my LTA videos would be, because again, I want it to be more, you know, an open discussion podcast. Excuse me. So that way I can really do what I, you know, really want to do, because I have a lot of cool things, a lot of cool ideas that I want to do, but I just don't, you know, have the means, you know, to do them. But with your guys' support, that would be able to happen. Now, another thing, I don't have a Patreon yet, but if that's something that you guys are more, I guess, comfortable with, I can do that as well. I can get a Patreon as well. But I really do like quids, because it's something like, you know, I know some people out there, because I thought about it as well. It's like, man, I don't want to give this person any money. They're probably good, but I don't want to give them money, you know, just because, you know, like some people feel like that, you know, they don't want somebody else living off of them if they, you know, give them money or whatever, some type of support. And I don't want you guys to feel that, you know, I'm doing that, because it's not something, it's not what you guys will be doing. Is not, I won't be living off of it. It's just, it's something to, you know, as I said, help me make better quality content. That's all it is. I mean, because I don't have a job, unfortunately, yet, but I'm still working on that. I will be having a part-time job, so it's not like I won't be making money. It's just that I won't be making enough to, you know, get me to where I need to be. So with your support, with whatever I'll be saving up, we will get there. We will get there. So again, if you want to support, you can click that link down in the description below, and YouTube and SoundCloud, and, you know, help me out. And yeah, that'll be it for this video. Again, you guys know what to do. If you'd enjoyed it, like, share, subscribe, get this out there to all the nerds in universe, multiverse, and alternate dimensions. And I will see you in the next episode. The Immortal Nerd, signing off.